静かに
KHVIDS, this is Mike. Today we are recording a very special Kingdom Hearts podcast for the recent news from the Tokyo Game Show. I myself had a very interesting time reporting the news and barely getting any sleep from the 15th through the 18th of this month. But hey, it's all part of recording and trying to work with time differences in Japan. Now today, this is a unique podcast from our previous episodes. Some of the older podcast episodes feature the KHVIDS team and possibly one member, but this time, it's all about you, the fans and the members. Although yes, I'm one of the reporters, we also have four members with us today, and let me tell you, we have quite an interesting podcast team for you today. Did you think that members could also report news? Well, that is the case today. Not only will the members share their opinions, feedback, and theories with us, but they will also report with me on all the Tokyo Game Show news. Alright, so let's start our very special podcast regarding Kingdom Hearts Dream Drop Distance at this year's Tokyo Game Show. Oh yeah! By the way, Ben is also with us today. Yeah! Shut up, Ben! Oh? Alright, what's going on, guys? How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Mike. It's me, guys, Eric, otherwise known as Ace the Sticky Man or Ace Phoenix. Or maybe just Ace, if you guys actually talk instead of post. I'm here to tell you what I think about KH3D. Facts, opinions, everything. We're going on down. Anyways, I'd like to introduce you, my friend, Yave.
Sup, guys. It's Yave de Espada. You guys see me around a bit. Or Yave. My first name's Drew. And I'm excited to be here, talk about 3D as well, and give my opinions and report. And now we have Rai.
Hey, what's up? I'm Rai, known as Amaterasu on the forums, but yeah, that name kind of offends Shinto people, and I don't really like to go by that. My account is kind of like a relic. It's from like back in 2006, but my love for the KH series goes on and on and on. When it'll stop, I don't know. Yeah, and I'm just excited to be here. Hopefully, Dr. Wiggles is also excited.
Hells yeah. I'm Glenn, also known as Dr. Wiggles. And yeah, I am definitely pumped to do this thing and, you know, get my opinion out and everything. So, should be fun.
And I also have to say, Ace has an awesome laugh. What do you guys think? It's so cool, right? It should be like a trademark or something in Kingdom Hearts, just like randomly hearing it. It's just so awesome.
The game when over. You die, instead of seeing Sora floating there, you see me with my face laughing at you.
Yeah, that's the spirit, I think.
The worst insult.
I say, so you're turning into one of the nightmares.
Hey, cool, that would give me a job finally.
Nomura wants you.
Yeah. Ah.
You would outbad the worst Japanese laughs ever.
Oh yeah. Hello, Japanese people. I be laughing at you, cause you can't be a gang.
Hold up. How'd you go from a pseudo Japanese accent to a Jamaican one?
Hey, man, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's a bit random, man.
You're rare.
I am random. Yeah, no, yeah, no, yeah.
Random?
My middle name.
This podcast is over.
Alright, so are you guys happy about the whole TGS information that we got during last week?
Yeah, pretty much. We got a lot of information, a lot of things to post about. A whole bunch of things we never knew before. I mean, we got the all new enemies, the outfits, the worlds. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought there was a lot of good information. Definitely something that really psyched me for the game. I just wish it would come out sooner now because I really want to play it.
Yeah,
it was good. We got some good information, and there was
the stuff on stuff on Cage 3D is satisfying, but, you know, Square Enix's other stuff, you know, they gotta pick their game up, I think.
Well, I really just want this game to come out right now, seriously. I want this game right here. I want to be playing right now instead of doing this.
Wait a second, what about Final Fantasy Versus? I mean, think about how long their production was, you know? I mean, imagine if Dream Drop Distance was in that same kind of production. I mean, we'd never see it. I mean,
Nomura is kind of like a perfectionist with the big titles, so it's gonna take a long time, but you know it's gonna be out and it's gonna be awesome.
Well, or a this kind of is troll. That is gonna be pretty good. This kind of is a big title because it's the one thing people have been wanting, something that happens after Cage 2. Mm-hmm. I mean, Recoded was good, but it was Recoded, you know.
Yeah. It felt like this could be a whole new title of itself. You know, it's not a rerun with little new gadget here and there. This has got new character, well, some new characters, new styles, new enemies, the whole thing. So it feels pretty good to have something fresh and exciting.
Yeah, and hopefully it'll
closer to three. K3.
Hopefully it'll drive the plot forward to the final battle.
Yeah.
With Ven. Yeah.
Why only Ven? Well, why not Xion and Axel and
Aqua?
Of course, them too. Oh,
yeah, Aqua.
Yeah, we're gonna fight them all.
But you don't even know Xion.
we reawaken Ven to kill him. Oh, wow.
We saved you, Ven. Now die!
Oh my god. If it turns out that Ven is Sora's brother, I'm gonna just facepalm.
I don't think that's gonna happen. Don't think.
Yeah, same.
But
does there not have to be a reason? Does there not have to be a reason for him to look like Sora? Like, are we just gonna accept that he does and that's it?
Let's start off with some of the news. Kingdom Hearts Dream Drop Distance is set for Japan around spring 2012. No other dates have been announced at this time for North America or even Europe. Can you let us know a little bit about the worlds in Dream Drop Distance, Drew?
Sure thing. We have a reappearance of Traverse Town, which is great because that was a fun place to be. They have District 4 and District 5. So technically it's fairly new, and it looks pretty exciting, almost like a carnival. They also have confirmed a Notre Dame place. I forget the name of it, something about bells, but that looks interesting as well. They have confirmed that there will be other brand new Disney worlds, but we don't know as of now which ones they will be, so it's pretty exciting to know that we'll have more than just the Olympus Coliseum in every game.
Yeah, is pretty interesting. I mean,
I don't think they can do too much more with that. Well, they probably could.
I think. I mean, why not?
I mean, they could always do some sort of game things, but why does it always have to be there?
I have no idea. You should ask Nomura.
Yeah, why not be repetitive?
Yeah. Another Aladdin level. Here we go.
Indeed. What also is great is that there's a new set of bad guys or creatures, per se. So, Ace, why don't you talk more about them?
Well, from what we know, they look more like animals as compared to the Heartless or Nobodies, with the Heartless being more creepy and the Nobodies being more odd, I guess. But they're called the Dream Eaters, and their symbol is based off a heart but with tremors. But to me, I think it looks more like a double heart with a line down the middle. And basically, there's two types. There's the Dream Eaters and the Nightmares. The Dream Eaters eat bad dreams, while the Nightmares, I believe, cause nightmares. And what's cool is that Sora gets actually to recruit the good Dream Eaters. And and what's cool is there's gonna be more than the current two that they've shown so far. Nomura says there's gonna be about 12. And what's cool, as I found, is that you can actually change the colors of the ones you want, which I think is pretty awesome.
Wow.
And Yeah.
Just kidding, guys.
They better have normal
they
are.
They're actually integral. They're your party members now. The two. And they do your different attacks and stuff. What do you guys think about that?
Well, first of all, I just want to say that these creatures, the Dream Eaters, they remind me so much of the Pokemon guys. Don't you guys agree? I mean, there's...
Gotta
catch them all.
Exactly. So, I don't know what kind of direction they're going with, but it's...
I want a Charizard.
Well, the Dream Eaters are apparently integral. They're the main focus of the game, because somehow they tie into the power of the Keyblade, apparently.
And how many more creatures do we need? You know, we have the Heartless, we have the Nobodies, we have the Unversed, or the Unbirthed, I keep forgetting. And then
we need the same amount. We need the same amount as there are games in the series.
I guess that's what they're trying to do.
We got them, but no.
Wait, wasn't the Unbirth what everyone thought the Unverse were gonna be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, they just have like two names.
Yeah, pretty much.
I wanna say like a darkness possessed Mickey or something. He can be like a final boss or something. You get
that's
to beat
so
the crap
happen.
Out of King Mickey. Imagine Donald and Goofy turning on King Mickey.
That would be weird.
Finally, an excuse to kill Donald! Yes!
Yeah.
He attacked the king!
Finally shut that duck up.
Yeah. Stupid duck. Anyways, what about the new types of attacks, like the battle system, guys?
I think I can handle that. Basically, as far as the Dream Eaters go, Sora and Riku differ quite a bit in their uses of them. Sora rides his Dream Eaters, guys. He rides them pretty hard.
Rodeo. Okay. Kingdom Hearts Rodeo.
That's
a new game.
Sorry for that bad joke. he bashes his enemies very violently. Also, Riku's Dream Eaters just basically power him up. You know, it's more in the background.
I can't take you seriously because of that joke. Everything you say is just... everything you say, I'm just taking as dirty now. Power
I can't take myself seriously.
Attack that Riku uses when he fuses with his Dream Eaters kind of like similar to that Blade Charge attack that...
Right. It's attack. What was that? What was that thing from Final Fantasy VIII? I don't know, it was like Squall's attack
kinda
in
like
Final Fantasy.
Kind of like Squall's sword gets extremely long when you fight him.
Yeah, like Hyper Beam or whatever.
Going back to Pokemon now.
You guys are being, okay. So there's Fat Cats. I don't know, man.
It was Wonder Meow.
You. There's dual linking, okay? And there's like Fat Cats. And then you fuse the Fat Cats and they become a huge fat cat. And I don't know, man.
Loco Roco right now.
It's crazy. Someone want to elaborate on the Fat Cat some more? I don't know.
Well, when I saw the video, there was some sort of, like, someone was holding out their palm, and they were rubbing it or something, like Nintendogs. I don't know. That seemed kind of like an out-of-game moment for me. But, like I said, you get to change your colors of them and stuff, and it's going to be pretty cool. The monsters, apparently, are going to be, like, apparently they're using a different color, color scheme, pastel or something. And, what I'm curious, though, is...
It looks the exact same.
It does not. They're like lighter, fainter colors or something. What I'm curious though is whether the Dream Eaters that you get or that they showcased are gonna be you get to use them all the time. Or are they gonna be for certain worlds only? Or are you gonna be like Pokemon and have them all and choose which ones to use? What do you
Can
guys?
Can you fuse a Charizard with a Blastoise?
I don't know.
Seriously, I just hope there's no Pokemon reference because
I really can't stand Pokemon. I know you guys are going to shoot me down, but I'm sorry.
Uh-oh, Misty's going to get all over you, man.
Let's talk a little bit about Riku's haircut.
God, Riku's hair.
Riku's finally got a haircut. It's a bit shorter than his what it was in Kingdom Hearts 1, which I don't know. Maybe it's not by choice, you know. Maybe Kairi just caught him with a pair of scissors or something. But maybe she's like, I'm the only one with long hair around. Yeah, and
with my scissors.
Yeah.
Well, it could symbolize he wants a new start. He wants to try to live life all over again, but he's uncertain because, you know, like he said at the beginning of the trailer we saw, that he's like, I don't know if I'm fit to be a Keyblade Master, but I'll try. So, maybe.
The reason his hair was long in Cage 2 was to show the progression of time, because no one knew long that happened. We believe it's about a year. Well, actually, it should be a year, because of Cage days. But the fact that he cut it now is that, you know, he's trying to go get back into his old self. I just think it looks like they took his KH1 head and stuck it on his KH2 body. It's
random. It's like it doesn't really make sense. I'm not sure I don't know if I really like it, but I don't know.
I mean, we'll probably get used to it.
It's kind of like a pine cone.
What? A pine cone?
What a great reference to use. That's
just think good.
Analogy.
It's like a pine cone. And now his Keyblade is a pine tree.
Riku, you're a pine cone. Yeah, I like it.
Imagine Sora is saying that. Riku, you're such a pine cone.
You're tough on the outside and tough on the inside.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What do you guys think about their outfits? Their brand new outfits they're getting.
Well, for one, I mean, we were actually talking about it before, guys. So, We had some problems with the whole podcast. It kept going in and out on us, so we had to do a couple of redos. But we discussed how basically we think Sora has his clothes are basically like his Valor form that you guys remember in Kingdom Hearts 2, and also a mix of his first clothes that was originally seen in Kingdom Hearts 1. So it's a little bit mix of both, and of course then you also have the regular outfit that he had in Kingdom Hearts 2, the black one. So it's a mix between both of them, which is pretty interesting. But why not give them both a different costume completely? You know what I mean? I don't know.
You know what I noticed about the costumes, though? Like, if you look at Riku in the Dream Drop Distance, he doesn't have the giant feet anymore. They don't have the oversized feet. It actually looks... He doesn't have the oversized feet.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I did notice. He doesn't... His shoes are smaller.
Yeah, he doesn't have oversized feet. They've gotten rid of one of the trademark things of Kingdom Hearts.
I know.
He's got normal sized feet. He looks.
It's a childhood thing.
Well, we know Sora has still big feet for whatever reason. Yeah. I mean, they're like clown shoes, and
because he likes to clown around.
And what's wrong with Sora not, you know, getting a freaking growth spurt or whatever? I mean, he's so small, and he's like.
No, it's said that they're back in their kid cells because Yinsen says that they have to reteach themselves how to use the Keyblade properly by themselves, which makes no sense because they taught it to themselves by themselves, but now they have to do it in some dream world and something.
But if we nitpick, then like, why is Riku so drastically taller than Sora?
I don't know. Maybe there was a mistake. They couldn't finish the stuff in time.
No. Because he was born that way.
Well, he wasn't that tall. He was born. Maybe his mother had a hard time. Feel sorry.
Maybe it's like the Matrix.
That.
Maybe it's like the Matrix where they project themselves into the world, and this is how they view themselves.
And Sora's a midget in both worlds. Sora's a midget in both worlds, is he?
Yeah, he's a kid at heart, right?
Yeah.
I guess.
He is very low-grade intelligence. Let's just say that.
Neku's also in Kingdom Hearts Dream Drop Distance. This was surprising news for Square Enix fans, and anybody who has played The World Ends With You. What do you guys think?
I think there's going to be some fangirl screams right now.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Yeah, probably.
Most well, likely, yeah.
I like when he appeared in the little funny parts that the that they've displayed, like Sora saying that, questioning that his name was called Dream Eater, and the little funny parts like Neku. That's a funny name. There's nothing funny about it.
That was like they're like contrasts. That was like a blonde moment, like for Sora. Yeah. I was like,
Sora has a lot.
Yeah,
he has a lot of blonde moments.
I also think that they said that he actually has a Neko cat with him.
Oh yeah, he does.
Yep.
So maybe part of the game is having a Dream Eater with you. Maybe that's how Dream Eaters exist. But it's pretty interesting how you know, Neku is very, you know, very introverted, and he doesn't really need anybody's help. But for some reason, he asks Sora, "Yo, can you help me out on this game?" So
did he ask him? I think Sora offered.
I think so.
Yeah, Sora. It was Sora that offered,
which
yeah.
is a pretty interesting name for the game. I thought it was
that's true
out there. You know, like what is it? The Reaper, like, the Reaper's game, right? It's that's pretty yeah. awesome.
I think, wasn't that Zeno also the main story in The World Ends With You?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, okay. So it's like kind of playing off of World Ends With You, so almost like he fits perfectly within this
kind of like
title.
How Beauty and the Beast played off of Beauty and the Beast, even though it wasn't Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, sure.
Do you guys think that Neku's the tutorial character? Is he the guy teaching you stuff?
Oh, God.
No, I don't think so. That would be random. Wouldn't fit the storyline either. I don't think so.
But I think he's just gonna be stuck in Traverse Town. He's not gonna be partner with you because that's what the Dream Eaters are.
Yeah.
Which questions up what's the point of adding new characters if they're not gonna help you fight and you just have to use the enemies to help you fight.
So wait, do we know exactly the storyline? Goofy and Donald are then because.
I actually saw them in the cutscene. They were there in their normal outfits, standing next to Yen Sid. They might be guards for him now, or I don't know what. Maybe they picked up Sora and Riku and took them to the Mysterious Tower, because I can't think of a reason or how they would got there.
That might be something for future games or something if they are guards, though. You know, but you don't have them for party members. You have someone like Riku and whatnot in your party.
I'm pretty sure they're pretty. Yeah, it would be awesome, but I'm pretty sure they're going to bring them back for KH3. Kind of a, you know, classic thing.
But yeah, like, you can't really get rid of them.
I'd miss...
They're not Jar Jar Binks.
Well, I'd miss Goofy's weird battle cry.
No. I always thought he had the weirdest hurting sounds, too.
Well, something like that. I don't know what that is.
Nothing like Donald... Yeah. Nothing like Donald Duck, either.
I got it! Oh my god, that was so annoying. Every time he stutters, like, I got it! I got it! You're such a troll, Donald.
You're such a jerk. Like,
it's Nomura in disguise.
That's what all the zips are for.
What is gonna be like? Like, I mean, we got all super fancy, super powerful charge-up attacks using the environment now. Do you think they're gonna, like, make them be able to dodge our attacks or anything? Like, how do you think they're going to make the game hard, or at least a little challenging?
You'd have to make them dodge it, because if you don't, then you can just swing around these poles to avoid their attacks and everything, and bounce off walls, and then, you know, you can avoid the enemies really easily, and they can't do anything to avoid yours.
Yeah.
It'd just make them too easy.
What was the button you have to press to do those things? Wasn't
it Y? Y. Press Y to do cool stuff.
So now it's going to be press Y to win.
Yeah.
You know what they should do? You know what I reckon a game mechanic they should put into it is? I reckon that if you have something like the classic large body and Heartless and that, if they have something like that you bounce off the front, if you swing off a pole into it, you go flying across the screen.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That would be awesome.
Speaking of moves, I was thinking about the reality shift. What are you guys' thoughts on that? The thing where, like, you disappear from the screen and, like, you connect the dots on the touchpad?
Well, that's Riku's.
It's a weird looking chain attack.
I thought they both could do it.
He's like traveling
Sora
rails.
Sora has one, but no one's seen it. From what we've heard, he goes underneath the ground and that's it.
Yeah.
And then he goes peekaboo and destroys you. And that rhymes.
he goes underground and it drops.
But I think the Nomura is a Donald Duck theory is actually, it has some merit. Because, I mean, what are all those zippers for, right? I mean...
Yeah, what are all the zippers for?
To look cool.
I got a zipper on my hat. I'm awesome.
Where's the coin, guys? It's in one of my zippers.
Where's the keys? Where's the keys to the gummy ship?
Guys, we can't leave. I have too many zippers.
Where I put all my monies?
Let me pull. But, oh. What about Quasimodo, guys? What do you think of him?
Selfish.
What do you mean selfish?
I have an injured person. I'm still going to fight and risk them getting more injured.
Maybe he's gonna put them somewhere. Oh, come on. Technically, though, we do not see him fight. He just says it, and then he doesn't fight.
Yeah, he says he will, but he has the intention of fighting with an injured person with him. I mean, come on, who does that?
Give him a break, man. He's disabled. Come on.
He's not disabled. He's just...
I don't know. He still kicks ass in the actual... he still does that in the actual movie of it, though. He's still pretty good at fighting.
I don't remember him fighting in the movie. I only remember the...
He went swinging around there.
Shooting a machine gun from the mouth.
Have you guys actually seen the movie for that? I mean, not like the cartoon, but like the actual movie.
Yeah. I've seen that, but that was a long time ago.
So, what did you guys think of the trailer?
It was pretty good.
It was good.
Yeah, lots of good stuff in there. Finally able to see Neku in 3D. Pretty exciting. He actually does look very good as a Kingdom Hearts character design. You know, that style.
Spiky hair usually fits in there quite well.
Yeah. And it'll be even more spikier in 3D.
Her face.
Yeah, your eyes will be gouged out.
Who knew that a character design based on Sora would look good in 3D? You know, it's like...
Well, from what I've seen from the trailer, it's going to be pretty good combat and all that stuff. But what I'm wanting to know is about the little ending part where you see Xehanort in his lab coat and stabbing Brage.
Yeah, that was interesting. I'm thinking that.
It has to be a moment in history, you know, like in time, like when when Xehanort first started getting his memories back and they were like,
do you think
playing around with hearts and darkness and all that nonsense?
Playing with hearts.
Do you think that might mean or something that
that was a fail?
Yeah, it's okay.
Do you think for like that moment that Terra had control or something?
I think so, maybe.
Well, that would possible.
That would actually make sense.
I think it'd be better if like Xehanort got his memories back and was just pissed and started just killing everyone.
Well, he was testing out like he was like testing out heartless stuff, right? He in the end he turned himself into a heartless.
Yeah, and then a nobody's. Well, I want to know where do nobodies appear when they're created? Or is there or does that already been found out?
Castle Oblivion, maybe.
No. Why would they appear there? I mean, they found learn about how they found Castle Oblivion.
If they did appear in Castle Oblivion, then you would have had nobodies everywhere in Chain of Memories.
Yeah, that's true.
I definitely think there's a lot of stuff that we don't know. I mean, that's like a fact, and it's
every
really
game
annoying.
Always raises more questions.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Well, I'm just hoping with seeing that cutscene of the past, that we'll learn more about, you know, what the experiments had, you know, some results, you know, actually seeing him make a comeback from being the apprentice to gaining Master Xehanort's memories and then slaying everybody, kind of like a, you know, an epiphany of, you know, memory that he doesn't need them anymore and he's going to execute his plan, but maybe something goes wrong yet again and we need to figure out how he actually becomes, you know, his point in time of dying. How does he form the Heartless and Xemnas? Maybe we'll learn more about that.
Sora,
what if the moment that he what if like the moment that he does strike out at Brage is like the moment that Zigbar's created or something?
I'm thinking that's when those were made. Yeah,
well, I mean, that's when they're made, but I'm just like, where? I mean, that stuff too. But maybe we'll also learn about when they found the other nobodies as well.
Well,
like
Luxine
and Luxor and Marluxia.
It could be Twilight Town, because I remember Roxas was wandering there restlessly, and then Xemnas found him in the Final Mix version.
Oh,
and,
really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen Final Mix yet. Hint.
No.
Something I want to say is, have they convinced Demix to join the organization?
I thought that was actually Aquazama.
Free time to play your guitar. Okay.
Drew, are you talking about when he said old friend?
Yes.
I think that was Aqua.
No. Not that part.
Aqua.
He's in front of the gate, you know, the gate to
the mansion.
The old mansion, yeah. And he's like, I don't remember what he says, but he wipes his hand across and it says Sora, and then it spins around Roxas, and then he lets his hand out.
Wait,
and
that was Xemnas? I thought that was Ansem Riku.
Oh no, no!
Oh,
that
wait a
was...
minute. Now that actually, I think about that makes more sense because Ansem Riku wasn't made yet, and I just created a paradox. Yeah, I always thought that was Ansem Riku. I'd never seen that though. Well, I've seen it, but I've never seen it in the game because I've never played it. I was hoping on watching someone play it though.
Yeah, that's Mixed has that in the cutscenes because he used Final Mix, for the standard.
Well, I haven't downloaded this yet. Bad computer's been.
And it's also in the beginning of 358/2.
Just say days.
I like to be Roxas.
Wait, it wasn't there?
This may be a little random, but I actually have this theory that Ven is a part of Dream Drop Distance. I actually want to talk about this earlier with you guys, but we were reporting some of the news, so I don't know, I think this is a perfect time to actually mention it now. So, this was mentioned on the front page of Cage Vids about a week ago, maybe a little less. There could be a possibility that this keyhole of sleep can be Ven, and this can open the future for how Ven, Aqua, and Terra are saved by Sora. I don't know, I just think since Ven is still sleeping, that when Sora and Riku go into this dream world, that's what's going to open up some reference to who Ven is and how significant these two characters are. As far as these characters, I mean like Sora and Ven. Maybe they'll connect, maybe they can hear each other while he's dreaming. Maybe there's some impact going on. So, I don't know, that's just my theory. I could totally be wrong. I mean, a lot of people argue that, you know, Ven might not even be related to this at all. But if Ven is related to something, this would be the perfect opportunity because it's about sleep. So, I just think... Just think that's how it's gonna go.
I don't think he is the keyhole of sleep. Otherwise, then
well, maybe
would have started sleeping.
Yeah, maybe not.
Only
I mean,
he started.
I just
but
think
he's,
that he's one
part of it.
Yeah.
Wait. So if he is the keyhole of sleep, does that mean that Sora or someone gets to zap Ben with a laser coming out of the keyblade?
thinking about a keyhole of sleep. You know, like in previous games, he would unlock, you know, worlds and lock worlds and open new pathways by, you know, opening a gate or locking a key hole or some sort, you know. Maybe this is just another version that will unlock all those worlds, you know, that are all in this realm of sleep, you know, probably bring them all out.
Wait a second, I got an idea. What if the keyhole of sleep... Well, I mean, again, this could be about Ven, but what if Ven and Sora don't react? They just, instead, it's Sora who actually finds Ven in Castle Oblivion. Like, he stumbles upon Castle Oblivion, and that's what he unlocks.
Oh, God,
and,
we're going back there.
And not only Castle Oblivion, but then he could find out that that's where Land of Departure was, and that is where the Master Test was started from. At least for Aqua, Terra, and Ven at the time.
Well, I'm thinking if they do something like that, that would either be at the end, you know, secret trailer, or because I'm thinking that would be more of Kingdom Hearts 3 or Reconnect, if that's what the title's called. So I honestly have no idea. I actually thought at once it could have been the Keyblade, but that's a little far-fetched.
Wait, you mean the Kai Blade?
The what?
No.
It was called the Kai Blade.
The Chi Blade.
Yeah.
You mean the X Blade?
Yeah, kidding.
I hated that.
It was so confusing. The Keyblade. Yeah, I got a Keyblade right here. No, the Keyblade.
Exactly. I didn't understand it. They should have just kept it X-Blade. That's how I did it in the fan dub production. Everyone's like, no, that's wrong. And I'm like, I don't think so. And I guess it was. But
well, it's not an X. It's a symbol for something.
The only thing is, though, like, if they do find Ventus and somehow free him from his sleep or misery, whatever it is,
yeah.
Like, isn't he still sitting in that chair in that place that's totally wrecked?
Well, that's where his
not
body
resides. No, it's not wrecked. He's in Castle Oblivion. But yeah, what I'm curious
that's the
about
shield
is,
too.
If he's in Castle Oblivion, how come they never found him while being in it, in calm?
Because he's locked in the basement, and they can't get to him for some reason. There's some force which is from Ericus. It's from Ericus that the whole. You know, Aqua was the one who sealed it, so they can't get in there. That's what they were trying to do. I think that's what the organization went there for, to get Ven's body.
Okay, so it would be cool.
Why?
If you freed Ventus, and then you go straight into his body and break out.
Why are we going in Inception?
I don't mean like your soul goes into him, I mean you switch perspectives.
Oh, you mean we take
over as Ventus and then break out.
Oh, kind of like how Roxas was at the beginning of Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
Oh, that
would be cool.
Can you imagine his reaction?
No, actually, I'll be upset if that happens. Because I'd rather play as Sora than Ventus.
No!
Yeah, not the whole game. Not the whole game, just for the breakout.
Well, I guess that's fine.
Yeah, I want to see his reaction, if/when he does get awoken. I want to see his reaction to Heartless and Nobodies.
He'll probably do the same thing he did to the Unverse. He'll just start killing them without questioning what the hell they were.
I can't. No, Master Xehanort.
Same philosophy as Sora. You know, just kill everything in sight that's not human.
there's a problem with CBS. What are there's a things? Problem with CBS. When they first learned about the Unversed, Ventus was not there, and yet he just aimlessly started killing them when he left. Seriously!
Hmm?
Go and play the game! He never knew a single thing about the Unverse, and yet by the end of the time when he was slaying Vanitas, he knew what the hell they were.
Ace, I'm really sorry. I think he was killing them.
He started killing them. He didn't, he didn't know what they were or anything. He just killed them. So maybe not all of his darkness really was extracted.
Or maybe it was just instinct since they were part of him.
Maybe.
Well, maybe there's a Keyblade in there, since there was a Keyblade in the Realm of Light and Darkness, and this is a kind of a newish realm. Maybe there's a Keyblade of Sleep in there.
That's true.
Which will probably look like the Kingdom Key.
I have a new theory. What if Sora and Riku find Ansem the Wise and Aqua together?
But that's it. They're in the Realm of Darkness.
Yeah, but maybe through the dream world, they can get through there. Somehow.
They could get there through the regular world, too. They got through there in, wasn't on the Castle That Never Was? Wasn't that in the Dark Realm?
The World That Never Was?
Yeah. Or the Castle.
I don't know. The whole thing between the Dark World and the Light World is confusing. Like,
yeah.
How they get in between. Does
well,
it have anything to do with dark corridors? I don't know.
Well, I also think there's corridors of light because Hera opened one and threw Ventus in it during that one part of the BBS.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Go ahead.
Going off the whole idea of Ventus breaking out or something like that. What if you had for the party thing or something like that? In Drain Drop Distance, they do somehow, get into Castle Oblivion and find him. And then like, towards the end of the game or something like that, you got Sora, Riku, and Ventus all in the party trying to fight their way out or something.
That's better than Sora, Riku, and Mickey, because Mickey's a bit tiny.
He's tiny, yet for some reason he's like the Yoda. He's really strong, but he's tiny. Yeah, he is like the Yoda.
Gosh!
He doesn't get the ability to throw things at them from a distance.
Is this a guest call from King Mickey?
Oh boy!
Yeah, I tried.
It was actually, that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
It was spot on.
Spot on, my dear Watson.
It's a bit chilly, mate. Don't you think?
What? It's like in 2 seconds you went all the way around the world with those accents.
Yeah, I was British and you were Australian, which is funny because the Australians are prisoners of the British because that's what they did.
I'm not a prisoner. I am no prisoner.
Yeah, they took.
I am no prisoner, fool.
The British took their prisoners and put them on Australia, and that's why they sound similar.
Something, something, something. This is Sparta.
And then Kingdom Hearts was born.
Not really.
And yeah, and by some hallway, Kingdom Hearts was born.
What? How does Kingdom...
That makes complete sense.
How does the British, you know, making Australians the prisoners and everything, how the hell does that relate to Kingdom Hearts?
Shut up!
It inspired Nomura. It inspired him.
Maybe Sora's part British. And
inspired him to do what?
Really? I could see... Crikey, Sora.
Yeah.
I reckon they need an Aussie arts character.
That's not a Keyblade. This is a Keyblade.
Wait, I have a question about this.
Oh, man.
I get it. Dial Dundee.
Ace, your laugh is killing me right now.
Stabby rip, stab, stab. But no, I had a theory before I was interrupted, Rye. That's okay though. Now I forgot it.
Oh.
Oh wait. It's coming back.
Endure it.
Sorry about that.
Do you want to pause now?
I'm trying to remember. Theory.
It's my chain of memories.
What happened? I'm just questioning. What the hell just happened?
What?
I don't know. I'm lost.
I think we just confirmed that Crocodile Dundee is in Kingdom Hearts. You heard it here first, you know?
Yeah. Hear it first. Engagement. Wait.
We bring you the news, man.
Yeah. Also, Cage Vids. We also have to tell you that High School Musical is appearing in Kingdom Hearts 2.
Yeah. Oh, God, as long as all the
God no!
All the Disney Channel movies.
Hannah Montana.
I'm
Irish.
Literally.
You gotta work it out.
Luck of the Irish is appearing. And so is a rock band. Rock.
Oh my God, they might do that. Dude, that, they might actually put High School Musical in it as a replacement for Atlantica.
I think someone would kill Nomura.
I wouldn't be surprised.
If they did that, I would skip that world. I mean, I was fine playing. I mean, I was stupid, but
what if
I did.
Like,
but if they did High School Musical, teenagers in school, which Sora should be in school, but he's not. Oh.
So that's why he's so. That's why he's so. That's blonde.
What was I trying?
What if they make it a compulsory world?
Auto-tune Sora would be pretty cool, though.
No. Just you guys
talk. That was sarcastic, by the way.
I actually want to ask you guys, out of everything that we've just discussed tonight, is there anything that you're looking mostly forward to from Kingdom Hearts Dream Drop Distance? I mean, what really sparks your interest in this title? I mean, obviously Kingdom Hearts, any new title, at least to me, is exciting, but there's always something that, you know, grabs your interest even more than the previous one. So what would that be?
The Y button.
Coloring my new Pokemon.
No.
The thing I want to know most about, the thing I'm most looking forward to is finding out how Riku's feet shrunk.
Yeah.
In all seriousness,
I want to see Nomura explaining way out of that.
Oh, wait a minute. I remember now. Sorta.
What?
You remember just theory.
If they're in the realm of sleep, why is Neku in there? Like, is he dreaming in... Like, was he in Traverse Town after Sora restored all the worlds?
Maybe he got shot again, but this time he's in the comatose.
But no, what I'm questioning is, though, was it Traverse Town fine? It was in the Realm of Light, but how did it get into the Realm of Sleep?
Well, that's what I mean. He's, like, in comatose. Could be, like...
The entire world is asleep?
Well, apparently anyone who goes asleep for a long time goes there, including whole worlds. That's what I'm getting from this.
If that's true, then that means Ventus has to be there. Maybe he's like the god of that world.
That means, wouldn't Sora have been there then, too?
Because he was...
Was he really asleep, or was he just literally, like, frozen? I don't know.
I want to know what kind of gas is in that bubble.
What are you guys excited for, though, from the game?
The Y button.
Well, this wraps up our podcast for the TGS event. Huge thanks to Drew, Ace, Rye, and Dr. Wiggles for helping me report all the latest news regarding this new Kingdom Hearts title. Also, thanks to what was also set to actually come in and record with us today, but he couldn't join us, so hopefully we'll see him in the next podcast. For all the latest Kingdom Hearts news, we got you covered at CageVids. Thank you again.